Welcome to the Blue Ocean Advent Devotional Podcast. This is day 3. I'm Emily, and I'll be your guide. Let's start with our moment of gratitude. I'll give you about 15 seconds of silence to think about something you're thankful for, and then to thank God for it. Let's begin now. Now we'll move on to a petitionary prayer. Today we'll pray for ourselves, saying, God, give me hope for blank. Let's take about 20 seconds of silence to pray. Our scripture reading today comes from Exodus 19 and 20. It says this, "The Lord said to Moses, 'I am going to come to you in a dense cloud, so that the people will hear me speaking with you and will always put their trust in you.' Then Moses told the Lord what the people had said. And the Lord said to Moses, 'Go to the people and consecrate them today and tomorrow. Have them wash their clothes and be ready by the third day, because on that day the Lord will come down on Mount Sinai in the sight of all the people.' On the morning of the third day, there was thunder and lightning, with a thick cloud over the mountain, and a very loud trumpet blast. Everyone in the camp trembled. Then Moses led the people out of the camp to meet with God, and they stood at the foot of the mountain. Mount Sinai was covered with smoke because the Lord descended on it in fire. The smoke billowed up from it like smoke from a furnace, and the whole mountain trembled violently. As the sound of the trumpet grew louder and louder, Moses spoke, and the voice of God answered him. When the people saw the thunder and lightning, and heard the trumpet, and saw the mountain in smoke, they trembled with fear. They stayed at a distance, and they said to Moses, 'Speak to us yourself, and we will listen, but do not have God speak with us, or we'll die.' Moses said to the people, 'Do not be afraid. God has come to test you, so that the fear of God will be in you to keep you from sinning.' The people remained at a distance while Moses approached the thick darkness where God was." We'll close today by meditating on that phrase, "Moses approached the thick darkness where God was." Take a few moments now to meditate on what it means for God's presence to be in thick darkness. Our concluding prayer. Creator, almighty and everlasting, you've brought me in safety to this new day. Preserve me with your mighty power that I may not fall into sin nor be overcome by adversity. And in all I do, direct me to the fulfilling of your purpose. Through Jesus my Lord. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.